local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Star of the show this time of year, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. I'll just say this. In our conversation last hour, he said possibility of two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time. Going to fill in details at 7:35. Got more headlines coming up right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, it's been a good start across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. From Hillcrest Airport, also Schillinger Road, no delays. Now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. From Rangeline all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road, looking good. Lotus CBD in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, right across the street from the golf course. They've recently added over 150 new items, including all-natural Albus CBD soda on tap. See them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, the Jeff Poor Show.
Joining us now, the majority leader in the State House of Representatives, Nathaniel Ledbetter, joins us.
I like that phone come in.
State Representative Chip Brown joins us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I'm excited about your new show down here in Mobile.
State Representative Matt Simpson joins us in the studio. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill joins us on the line. State Senator David Sessions joins us on the line.
Sharing the best contact list in the business with you, the Jeff Poor Show. Weekdays at 9 on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and Dr. Bill. He comes up for the full discussion, comes up the hall here at 7:35. We'll talk with him, but last hour, just the tease, and we're talking about the, you know, he's been watching these three systems coming across the Atlantic, and the lower track storm was the one that he said, lower in latitude. The lower track storm, the one that was supposed to come right across the Yucatan, and now a lot of the modeling showing that going west, he's talked about that some, and then I think the second storm in line, actually may be the first in your hearts, second in line.
Right.
That's because none of these have names yet. So that's, they're Invest 97, they're Invest, you know, whatever they are. That storm looks like it's taking more of a, coming across at this point. This stuff is preliminary. Mm-hmm. So we don't run the hype machine around here. But preliminary coming across the southern tip of Florida, which could put it in the Gulf. So there is a possibility of both storms existing in the Gulf at the same time.
Wow. The Atlantic cranked it up and cranked it up fast, didn't it?
Oh, double barrel for us on that. All right, but Dr. Bill, 7:35. Make sure you're listening as he breaks this down and gives us a timeline on what could be a very busy week next week in the tropics and specifically in the Gulf. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's check coronavirus numbers from state level, from local level, from federal level. Dalton's got the latest.
Yeah, and looking at the charts, it's been a good news week as far as the COVID-19 numbers go nationally, statewide, and here at home. And we will start nationally where there are now over 5.5 million total cases of coronavirus and over 165,000 that have died due to the virus. Nationally, the number of daily new cases continues to fall. We're averaging around what we were averaging back on July the 3rd. The number of hospitalized patients is as low as it's been since July 8th. The percentage of people testing positive, as low as it's been in almost two entire months. Right now, around 750,000 tests are being performed daily. We have been averaging just over 1,000 deaths per day over the last 3 weeks or so. Hopefully, we'll begin to see the number of daily deaths fall more in line with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations. Here in Alabama, over 106,000 confirmed cases in the state now, and 1,876 have died due to COVID-19. Hospitalization numbers continue to fall. Right now, 1,198 Alabamians are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Yesterday, the state added 969 new cases. We're averaging 854 per day over the last week. That's right around what we were averaging at the end of June, and there were 9 deaths reported yesterday. So the number of new cases, the lowest it's been in Alabama since late June, as I just mentioned. We hit a new high in testing, now averaging over 12,500 tests per day. Current hospitalizations are the lowest they've been since mid-July, and daily deaths the lowest they've been in nearly two entire months. Here at home, Mobile County added 126 new cases yesterday and one fatality, bringing the totals to 11,264 cases and 230 deaths here in Mobile. Baldwin County only added 25 new cases yesterday and no new deaths. They've had 3,931 cases with 30 that have died in Baldwin County. And locally, just like the rest of the state, just like the nation, new cases are way down. We're averaging right around what we were seeing on the 1st of July. Hospitalizations are down. We're testing more than ever. Locally, though, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. Hoping and praying, just like the rest of the state and the nation, we see those numbers drop here soon. So that's a look around the locally, around the state and nation with COVID-19 numbers.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm still trying to figure out, you know, Dr. Fauci had talked about, we're not into the second wave. Remember back in June, he said, we're not in the second wave. We're still in the first wave. And other people said second wave. But then, you know, I've looked at this. Believe me, I don't put a whole bunch of stock in what's coming out of China, but they had video of a water park dance party going on,
yeah.
You know, and that's the epicenter of this, you know, that they're like post-COVID there. And, you know, and we worry about, do the numbers come back up? Look what's happened, obviously, with schools and colleges and all that. But generally, we're seeing this downward trend, which is really good news. And hopefully, you would think if you were officials out there, you would encourage people to say, and maybe they are more now saying, look at the trend. The trend's going in the right way. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the fear of, instead of just saying the fear of a return to where we were, just say things are good. Keep on doing what you're doing. Try to get people behind that.
Yeah. And if you look nationally, it seems that we are on our way down our first major peak of new cases, but the deaths, we've had kind of two separate peaks. Remember at the very beginning of this when New York, New Jersey, some of those areas up in the Northeast were really going through it.
Yeah.
There were a lot more deaths back then than there were during the second wave of fatalities. But here in Alabama and right here locally, it's really been one peak that we've had. It was kind of, you know, they mm-hmm. asked us to flatten the curve. That's what this was all about. 15 days to flatten the curve.
Yes, that's right.
Of course, it's taken longer than that, but we did flatten the curve. So really here in Alabama and a lot of the states in the Southeast and Midwest and West, it's been one major peak that we're now heading down. So I do think we probably are still in that first wave. But who knows if there's going to be a second wave.
Right,
like I said,
right.
In China, they're back to partying without face masks.
So where's the second? Well, listen, lucky for us today, I got another shot at asking these questions of an epidemiologist, and Dr. L. Scott Chavers, newly on board with the Mobile County Health Department, has decades in epidemiology and will be our guest in the noon hour on Midday Mobile. All right, it's a two-part deal here, right? As we look at this, there's the fight against the virus from the medical side, from the scientific side, and then there's the fight to cure our economy as well. What are they doing in Washington? Remember, you have the HEALS Act coming out of the Senate, the Republican Act, the HEROES Act out of the House. Nancy Pelosi told us weeks ago that it was like a giraffe and an elephant.
Yeah.
I mean, no, like a giraffe and a flamingo, and the two couldn't mate.
Right.
So maybe they've warmed up some since then. Let's check in. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
Talks between the White House and Democratic leaders reached an impasse several days ago, and so far, there appears to be no end in sight.
The concerns of everyday Americans were not the concerns of Democrats on Capitol Hill.
That's White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying Democrats should not have gone on recess and should have agreed to a slimmed-down version of stimulus supported by the White House.
No deal on stimulus checks, no deal on small business relief, no deal on eviction protections.
Democratic negotiators have said the White House bill does not even begin to meet the needs of the American people. McEnany says that's still no reason for Congress to have left town.
House and Senate Democrats left town after failing to compromise and make a deal to provide relief to the American people.
Democrats say the White House refused to compromise and declined to meet them even halfway on a comprehensive rather than a skinny stimulus package. The House returns on Saturday to vote on a postal service bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says maybe some stimulus measures can be attached to that bill.
The outlook for a skinny deal is better than it's ever been, and yet we're still not there. If Speaker Pelosi moves forward a single bill on postal, that's the first indication we have that she'll do a skinny bill, because that obviously postal was part of the negotiation. So if she's willing to do that, let's add in the things that we can agree upon, perhaps funding for school, PPP, maybe even the stimulus check, although I don't know that we could get an agreement on that. As we look at enhanced unemployment, I think we can get an agreement on that. So let's add four or five of those things.
Meadows says he's optimistic.
I do know I've had a number of conversations with Democrats over the last couple of weeks. Those private conversations have gone extremely well. And so if that's indicative of what Speaker Pelosi might bring to the floor, I'm encouraged.
If the House does pass a postal bill that includes stimulus measures, there's no guarantee it will be taken up in the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said some 20 members of his own Republican caucus have already made it clear they do not support any more stimulus. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
So, in other words, nothing is what's been done. There's a way to say it. And in the conversation I had yesterday with Congressman Bradley Barton, because, you know, he's heading back up to Washington because they got to vote on this postal thing, this bill that Speaker Pelosi is bringing to the floor, calling for the vote. I asked him, like, three different ways. I said, okay, are y'all kind of close on getting maybe something done on the unemployment or the extension of the PPP dates or something? He said, nope.
Mm.
I said, but maybe a little bit, are y'all, like, in behind? Nope.
So they're going to go vote on mailboxes.
Yep.
But they're nowhere on this next stimulus plan.
That's what it seems like to me. 717 FM Talk 106.5 on the way in sports.
Well, the University of Auburn has laid out their policies and rules for the 2020 home football games. And even the athletes that do play this fall, SEC, Big 12, ACC, could be getting an extra year of eligibility if the NCAA Division I Council has their way. I'll let you know more about that coming up in sports.
All right, headlines from WKRG are next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies, one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County election officials are gearing up for next Tuesday's municipal elections. County EMA Director Zach Hood says workers are doing what they can to keep voters safe when they head to the polls. But the state's top election official says voters will not be turned away if they choose not to wear a mask. Under the statewide mask order, face coverings are required in most indoor spaces, but the requirement does not apply to voting. Fall football begins tonight for three high school football teams. The LaFleur Rattlers will take on the Williamson Lions at home tonight at 7. In Baldwin County, the Spanish Fort Toros and the Fairhope Pirates head back to the gridiron. That game also starts at 7 o'clock. And Clark Prep will take on Jackson Academy in Jackson tonight. Fairhope's tree replacement project is on hold. Crews started replacing trees along Section Street on Monday. City officials say the current trees were getting too big and were causing problems with sidewalks and utilities. Officials thought the smaller trees would be a good replacement. Mayor Karen Wilson and the City Council will meet Monday to discuss concerns about that project. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
This is Harry Steele III. I'm asking the citizens of Bay Minette to vote for me for mayor August 25th. I have a great deal of experience in local government, having served for 15 years in various roles as a city planner, economic developer, and county manager in various places around the state, Gulf Shores, Birmingham, and Gadsden. I'm a Bay Minette native who's been in the private practice of law since 2011. Bay Minette has ignored its greatest asset, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta, for far too long. My platform includes a plan to annex to the river and the creation of a signature public project project there. Equally as important are the issues of public safety reform and economic development. I've previously served our community on the North Baldwin Chamber Board of Directors, Baldwin County United Board of Directors, Leadership Baldwin County Steering Committee, the United Way of Baldwin County Board of Directors, and the South Alabama Volunteer Lawyers Program. I would appreciate your vote for me, Harry Steele III, on August 25th. If you'd like to know more about my platform, check out Backstory Podcast on Facebook or YouTube.
Paid for by Steele for Mayor, 601 North Shore Drive, Bay Minette, Alabama, 36507.
The Jeff Poor Show.
Joining us now, the majority leader in the State House of Representatives, Nathaniel Ledbetter, joins us.
I like that phone come in.
State Representative Chip Brown joins us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I'm excited about your new show down here in Mobile.
State Representative Matt Simpson joins us in the studio. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill joins us on the line. State Senator David Sessions joins us on the line.
Sharing the best contact list in the business with you, the Jeff Poor Show. Weekdays at 9 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Listen, sometimes...
The text line, the phone lines... Your friend and partner here was just piling on, dog pile here.
Oh, I made a mistake. Not as bad of a mistake as the Cincinnati Reds announcer last night.
That's true. That's on the way.
I was under the gun. I said University of Auburn. I realized my mistake. I had just got done saying the University of Alabama.
Right, and it just...
I do know that it is Auburn University, and we'll talk about Auburn University here in just a second, but it is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Just know that all the texters, the callers,
yes.
I've heard you. I made my mistake, and it's time for repentance.
There you go. Let's do it. It's sports time.
All right, so we'll start with the University of Alabama Athletic Department. On Tuesday, announced that home football games at Bryant-Denny Stadium will have stadium capacity reduced to 20%, and that fans will not be allowed to tailgate on campus. Yesterday, Auburn University released their home game policies for the 2020 season, and just like Bama, only 20% of Jordan-Hare Stadium capacity will be filled when the Tigers finally take the field in September. Auburn also banned tailgating to begin the season and reiterated that masks will be required for every individual attending a game in person. For the home opener versus Kentucky, the only fans that will receive general seating tickets will be students currently enrolled at Auburn University. The university says the move is meant, quote, to contribute to the on-campus experience of our current students, and those students will be contacted closer to the date of the game about how to request their tickets. College athletes who play fall sports could soon be given a free year of eligibility, no matter how much they compete over the next 10 months. The NCAA Division I Council voted yesterday to recommend that all athletes whose fall seasons are being altered by the pandemic should get the year of eligibility back. The council also approved the Football Oversight Committee's plan to allow teams that are not playing in the fall to have 12 hours per week of training, meetings, and non-contact practices. The D1 Board of Directors meet tomorrow. They could approve the eligibility proposal by then. Former Auburn University pitcher and 2018 first overall draft pick Casey Mize made his debut with the Detroit Tigers last night. Pitching against the Chicago White Sox, Mize gave up 3 runs on 7 hits in just over 4 innings, striking out 7 hitters without a walk. Mize became the first Tiger in history with at least 7 strikeouts and no walks in his major league debut.
I think that was one of my goals going into it, is just to be really calm and enjoy myself. And I'm not going to lie to you, I had a blast out there.
White Sox would go on to win the game 5-3. Cincinnati Reds TV broadcaster Tom Brenneman has been suspended after getting caught on a hot mic using a homophobic slur during the first game of a Reds-Royals doubleheader on Fox Sports Ohio on Wednesday night.
The capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
Oof, always got to be aware of the hot mic. Yeah. Brenneman did apologize on air more than 2 hours after the incident and removed himself from the broadcast.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Jim Dale will take you the rest of the way home.
Later last night, the Reds announced that Brenneman had been suspended. 724 FM Talk 106.5 has a look at sports, including both the University of Alabama and Auburn University, right here on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department tell us they're accident-free. There's a car versus a deer on Highway 59 and Reynolds Road in Stockton. State troopers are on the scene there, but no other accidents. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've had some showers in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? It's a staycation at the Battle House Hotel with the newly renovated guest rooms, complimentary valet parking, and a $50 Visa gift card you can use downtown. Book at Marriott.com and use promo code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Now, you probably have to dig pretty deep in the archives, which we do archive our podcasts. Mm-hmm. You can go back and back and back and find them. But just hearing that car versus a deer from traffic,
yeah,
that's how Kane referred to it, Dalton. And what I'm going to add is, that's an opportunity for some dinner. And we have a podcast way back, it's probably, what, a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
A year and a half ago, we got in a discussion of the legalities of retaining roadkill.
Yeah, was it people with ALDOT you talked to, or who was it?
DCNR.
So, that's right.
Yeah, so talk to people, Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, about that. Because there was a story California had said they had changed their law and finally let people keep roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, I know there's a law associated with that. So we got, I know everybody pictures like some buzzards getting up off something, but these are like people that hit a deer or something out in California. It was like an elk too or whatever. And could you keep it, mm-hmm, and use that meat? And they had changed their law that made it okay. And so we checked in with Alabama and it's okay.
Yeah.
So you could do that. I mean, now if they see you purposely doing like a run them down thing, it's a different story. But if there was a, you know, now, inside season, weird thing, inside deer season, there's some things you have to do that are a little bit different with reporting and all that. Outside it, kill the deer, it's dead, it's dinner time.
Yeah, that's now, food.
What you do to keep it cooled during your work hours till you get off work, I don't know what to tell you, but that's part of the deal.
I seem to remember Rob Holbert about a year ago also, and we're going to talk with Rob Holbert coming up later on
maybe
today's show. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think he and his family were on a trip back from New Orleans or something like that, and there was a dead deer on the side of the road, and somebody actually broke out the chainsaw to go ahead and start getting that thing ready.
Well, you got the tools you got. You got to use them.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, Dr. Bill said this last hour, and it left me slack-jawed because he is not... He doesn't hype things when it comes to tropical weather. He is like the anti-hype when it comes to tropical weather. He told Dalton and I last hour that possibly by next week there would be two tropical systems in the Gulf at the same time. I'm going to have him double down on that coming up next. Stay right there.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County election officials are gearing up for next Tuesday's municipal elections. County EMA Director Zach Hood says workers are doing what they can to keep voters safe when they head to the polls. But the state's top election official says voters will not be turned away if they choose not to wear a mask. Under the statewide mask order, face coverings are required in most indoor spaces, but the requirement does not apply to voting. Fall football begins tonight for three high school football teams. The LaFleur Rattlers will take on the Williamson Lions at home tonight at 7. In Baldwin County, the Spanish Fort Toros and the Fairhope Pirates head back to the Gridiron. That game also starts at 7 o'clock. And Clark Prep will take on Jackson Academy in Jackson tonight. Fairhope's tree replacement project is on hold. Crews started replacing trees along Section Street on Monday. City officials say the current trees were getting too big and were causing problems with sidewalks and utilities. Officials thought the smaller trees would be a good replacement. Mayor Karen Wilson and the City Council will meet Monday to discuss concerns about that project. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Kamala Harris lauded Joe Biden as she accepted her nomination to run for vice president at the Democratic National Convention.
Joe, he believes we stand with our allies and stand up to our adversaries. Right now, we have a president who turns our tragedies into political weapons.
Also speaking, former President Barack Obama.
Close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work. No interest in finding common ground. No interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. No interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves.
Joe Biden tonight will accept the Democratic nomination to run for president. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Apple may have notched the $2 trillion valuation mark yesterday, but the U.S. International Trade Commission announced it's investigating whether Apple mobile devices and laptop computers infringe some patents. Japan's Maxell Holdings claims Apple's violating patents on an unlocking feature and video transmission processes and wants the commission to ban the importation and sale of those Apple devices in the U.S. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the economy is rebounding strongly and defended a reduction in the unemployment supplement to $300 from $600, saying stimulus cash should be reduced as the economy strengthens. A sobering new study from Simply Wise finds more than a third of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic and related economic recession can't last more than a month on their savings. One in five respondents said their savings would last just 2 weeks. The Dow dropped 85 points, NASDAQ down 64, and the S&P shrank by 15. Futures lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involved.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook. Trophy pics or kids' first minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, I know we're going to get quickly to a discussion of what's going on in the tropics right now, but let's talk about here at home. A lot of showers out offshore this morning. I'm looking at pretty gray skies out there and a high that's just in the 80s. I can read the tea leaves there. Must be a rainy day on the way.
Yeah, there's plenty of rain in the forecast now for today and tomorrow. It's got an old weather front along the coast and upper air disturbance over Louisiana. And it's just going to stay around for the next couple of days. So today, numerous showers and thunderstorms. Have quite a bit of rain so far over Baldwin County and out over the Gulf. But it will be developing over the land as we start to warm up. The high day, about 88 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, there'll be some showers and thunderstorms around, especially near the coast, and then low about 72. And tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. Saturday, you can expect some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, upper 80s again. And then on Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, and Sunday's high in the upper 80s. So it looks like we're going to stay pretty much in the upper 80s for the next few days.
Dr. Bill, that's good, at least on the air conditioning front and getting some rainfall. But the moisture later in the week or later in the weekend into next week, is that tropical in nature or is that just regular rain?
That's going to be tropical because we're going to get a southeast wind. It's going to start bringing a lot of moisture in from the Gulf and beginning on Sunday and then carrying into Monday and also into Tuesday.
All right. So let's break this down. Let's We had three systems you were watching, right?
That's right.
Okay. The one you said was lower, the Yucatan. Well, walk us through this. Which one are you watching first, second, third here?
Well, the first one has been around for a while. It is located, system is located over the central Caribbean, and it's moving in a west-northwest direction. As this particular tropical wave moves into the western Caribbean, conditions will be more favorable for some intensification. So it's likely that this will become a depression and a tropical storm, and will be affecting the Yucatan Peninsula as we get into Sunday and Monday. And it's likely then that it will move into the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico early next week. Another system now is a tropical depression several hundred miles out in the Atlantic. So it's way out in the Atlantic yet. It's moving west-northwest and is expected to track across the northern Leeward Islands and then north of Puerto Rico, north of Haiti, and looks like it could be just north of Cuba. And will enter the Gulf of Mexico right now is the long-term projection, entering the southeastern Gulf of Mexico on Monday. And so it's very possible we could at some point see at least two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico, one on the eastern, one over in the western portion. That's a very unusual event. And if that's not enough, we have another tropical wave that is now moving off the African coast. And the Hurricane Center is already indicating that this thing is going to gradually develop. It'll be heading in a west-north direction following the other storms, but that's, of course, way off at this time.
Okay. I got to come back for some remedial on this, Dr. Bill. So system, we'll call them 1, 2, and 3. The Yucatan one will be 1. And the reason we're doing this, y'all, they don't have names yet. 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So the
The tropical depression, we call it, it's the only one that's a tropical depression, and that's the one that's going to take the route toward Florida late in the week and into the, perhaps into the eastern Gulf of Mexico.
So that's the strongest of the three right now.
That's right.
Okay. But the first one we were talking about, just to keep it in order in my mind, is this lower track, and it's coming across the Yucatan. I do see the spaghetti models, and I'm hearing you talk that there's some prediction that it's going to stay in the western portion of the Gulf.
Yeah, it looks like this one may be a Texas or possibly Louisiana, but it looks like it's over going to be a Texas coastal storm. And the tropical depression certainly is going to affect Florida, whether it's going to be the East Coast or West Coast. The early projection now affects the south and western portion of the Florida Peninsula with the storm moving into the eastern Gulf. After that, it could affect central Gulf Coast, could affect the Florida Panhandle. But again, it's a long ways off yet. We're talking about something that's still out in the Atlantic. And the projections could certainly change quite a bit over the next few days.
And fair enough. With the track and the information right now, you say a long way off. When would we be talking about this, we'll call it the western of the two storms or the depression? Is this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Kind of when do you see this possibly happening?
Yeah, that the depression looks like it'll be moving into the eastern Gulf, and it'll be Monday or early Tuesday. And if it should get to the central Gulf Coast, it most likely would be Wednesday of next week. And but that's assuming that it keeps the track that we have right now. And as I mentioned, things could change.
The western storm area.
Now, the western storm, the one that will be going through the Yucatan Peninsula, that'll pretty much be about the same time, coming in Monday and getting into the Gulf possibly around Tuesday. So that's why there could be two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time.
When
of those becomes strong, which the tropical depression coming into the eastern Gulf, if that were to become intense, it would basically take a lot of the energy away from the other system. And so it's unlikely we would have two powerful storms in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time. The one that's stronger would basically take a lot of that energy away from the other one.
Okay, so that was what I was wondering. Can they coexist, or does one make the water cooler or whatever it does shear to make the other one smaller?
Yeah, this whole circulation would be taken over by the more intense storm, and that would basically pull energy from the weaker one.
Wait, but that would also give a chance to put a little shot of adrenaline into the bigger storm, correct?
Yes, indeed. It would take over the whole circulation, yes.
So, a couple benchmarks here. First of all, I don't know that I don't remember ever talking with you about two storms in the Gulf at the same time.
No, I can't think of any situation where we had two named storms, and that's where the potential is. We could have two named storms, but I don't remember that occurring. But even just two, if we had two tropical depressions, without having a name on the storm, that would still be an unusual event for the Gulf of Mexico to have them at the same time.
And then the chance is, if both of them are there, one can kind of take some of the energy from the smaller storm and therefore grow bigger. So this is something. I know these are all way out possibilities. It's just there's some.
Yes.
It's just this is very unique. I think people are interested in the fact that it's unique. All right, so timeline, though, this is something that is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of deal. This is not happening tomorrow or Saturday.
That's right. If we're looking at something the middle of next week, if either one of those storms were to affect the Central Gulf Coast, it would most likely be about Wednesday of next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and believe me, we'll be checking back with you soon and often.
Okay, John.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, PhD in tropical weather, been forecasting and calling it right for 40 years along the Gulf Coast. Why, he's got my ear, for sure. All right, 743, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still clear, and state troopers are in Stockton with a car versus a deer accident. Across the Bayway and the Causeway, looking good so far with no major delays. Still seeing heavy traffic in the school zones of Baldwin County, including off of 31 at Rockwell Elementary, so watch your speed there. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in, still offering delivery with DoorDash, Postmates, and the Waiter app. And lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. We'll see you today at Hooters. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kane's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, you said back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places. Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
746 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The University of Alabama Athletic Department announced on Tuesday that home football games at Bryant-Denny Stadium this fall will have stadium capacity reduced to 20% and that fans will not be allowed to tailgate on campus. Yesterday, Auburn released their home game policies for the 2020 season. And just like Bama, only 20% of Jordan-Hare Stadium's capacity will be filled when the Tigers finally take the field in September. Auburn also banned tailgating to begin the season and reiterated that masks will be required for every individual attending a game in person. For that home opener versus Kentucky, the only fans receiving general seating tickets will be students currently enrolled at Auburn. The university says the move is meant, quote, to contribute to the on-campus experience of our current students. Those students will be contacted closer to the date of the game about how to request tickets. Meanwhile, season ticket holders can expect communication via email about the decrease in games that they can expect to attend. College athletes who play fall sports could be soon given a free year of eligibility, no matter how much they compete over the next 10 months. The NCAA Division I Council voted yesterday to recommend that all athletes whose fall seasons are being altered by the pandemic should get the year of eligibility back. That doesn't just include the teams and conferences that have postponed their seasons to spring, but also conferences like the SEC, Big 12, and ACC. The council also approved the Football Oversight Committee's plan to allow teams that are not playing in the fall to have 12 hours per week of training, meetings, and non-contact practices. The D1 Board of Directors meets tomorrow and could approve the eligibility proposal by then. Former Auburn pitcher and 2018 first overall draft pick Casey Mize made his debut with the Detroit Tigers last night. Pitching against the Chicago White Sox, Mize gave up 3 runs on 7 hits in just over 4 innings, striking out 7 hitters without a walk. Mize is the first Tiger in franchise history with at least 7 strikeouts and no walks in his major league debut.
My goals going into it is just to be really calm and enjoy myself. And I'm not going to lie to you, I had a blast out there.
White Sox would go on to win the game 5-3. Cincinnati Reds TV broadcaster Tom Brenneman has been suspended after getting caught on a hot mic using a homophobic slur during the first game of a Reds-Royals doubleheader on Fox Sports Ohio Wednesday night.
The capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
Oof, always got to be aware of the hot mic. Brenneman did apologize on air more than 2 hours after the incident and then removed himself from the broadcast.
I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Jim Day will take you the rest of the way home.
Later Wednesday night, the Reds announced that Brenneman had been suspended. 10 minutes till 8, FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Concerned with the safety of our children, the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope remind drivers to obey the safety patrol. Seatbelt you and your children, respect the speed limits in school zones, keep your eyes on the road, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. The safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope, reminding you to stay alert driving this school year.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades. An Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at JackForFairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, good news. Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers are clear. It's been a good ride, but heavy traffic in those school zones again in Baldwin County, seeing major delays along 31 near Rockwell Elementary near the Eastern Shore Center. Delays continue from Ziegler, Schillinger, Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. Stay off for all things hemp, and if you suffer from anxiety, depression, or any kind of pain, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Hooray, it is a Thursday. One of the great things about Thursday is I get to talk to my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato and get the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear that he uses. Captain Bobby, go see him just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Star of the show from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And were you on?
I'm laughing about the hooray, it's Thursday. That sounds like something that's going to end up on a T-shirt or something.
Exactly. Okay, I dig Thursdays for some reason. One of my favorite days. I don't know what it is, but I do like Thursdays. I know what it is. I get to talk to you about what you've been doing this week. How's the fishing been?
Oh, it's been continues to be fantastic. I'll tell you, it's... this morning we got squalls we're dealing with, but you know, we've had this great stretch of weather that Dr. Bill's been throwing out for us, these night north winds in the morning, which are practically unheard of for this time of year to be, you know, you'll have it occasionally, but we've had a stretch of them, and that's really a great wind direction for our area. And then on top of that, we've gone through some nice, we're going to cycle into the nip this weekend, but we've been through a couple nice tide cycles where we have that falling water in the morning, and so we've had a combination of good weather and good tide cycles, and I think that's combined to make, you know, this fishing as good as it's been, especially for this time of year. It's good for any time of year, but for this time of year, it's really been good. And fun part about it is most of the trips, I'm still staying on my power pole. I was joking about the other day. I pulled my anchor out just to put a new chain on it, and I said, God, I couldn't remember the last time I pulled my anchor out. So that'll tell you the kind of fishing that we've been doing, you know?
Yeah, y'all, Bobby Ease, he's telling you he's fishing shallow now. August, man. They're supposed to, hot.
That's unheard of, you know? Now, a little late, we've been getting it mostly done by mid-morning, which you really want. It's still, you know, even with these north winds, they drop out about mid or late morning, and you know, as the wind, they get the sea breeze that comes around in the afternoon. But in that period in there, that wind just dies, and you know what it's like. Everybody's been outside this time of year at 10, 11, 12 o'clock with no wind, and it's really hot, you know. But So we've been getting it done early. If I was to go later in the day, it's going to be more towards that true pattern of getting out on that deep structure, you know, in the forms of reefs and wrecks and so forth, in deeper water, a water deeper than 8 feet with live bait. But in the meantime, it's just been fantastic. It's almost reminiscent of like a May or June or like October type pattern we're on right now.
Love to hear that. You talk about live bait. Is it a shrimp game? Are you fishing croakers? What are you doing?
You can use both. I use, you know, shrimp is a year-round. You never go wrong putting shrimp in the water. You know, the worst case, you know, scenario with shrimp this time of year in particular is you're going to catch a lot of other things other than your target species, which to me is still fun. I just like catching fish. If you want to clean it up or maybe target some bigger fish, if you can get your hands on live croakers, this is the time of year that they really eat the live croakers. When you get water gets warm like this, they get this hankering for croakers. It's the only time of the year they really eat them. You can put them out in the fall or winter and they die of old age on the hook, you know, but right this time of year they just love those croakers. So either one of those two will work. Sean, we've had some good mornings on top water early in the morning too, which is a little bit off pattern for this time of year, but that's a great way to start the day too, to put 6, 8, 10 fish in the boat on a top water plug before you even go to your live bait.
It's the most fun.
It is the most fun.
And you know, talking about this shallow water fishing, and you did mention rigs, I mean, is the rig fishing still decent on the gas rigs in the bay?
The bay's been a little off this year, and the last couple of years it's been a little bit off. It's not that you can't go out there and catch fish, but it's got to be one of those situations where you really get ideal conditions to really get it turned on, and even then it's not been that great. Further up the bay is where I've had the success, north of the line of rigs up towards the Gilliard Island, Middle Bay area, if I'm going to fish the bay. And but the pattern that we've been on, the weather pattern we've been on, really just keeps me down in the sound. So that type of fishing that you're talking about, you can just substitute. You know, for rig, you could substitute reef, wreck, you know, rock piles or any of those kind of things. And it's the same type of fishing. And to me, it's been much better down in the Sound this year as for the last few years. It's been in the bay.
Well, that bait report, though, having those fish further up the bay, at least for a second, has me hoping for a good fall. We haven't gotten one. Yeah, I know. I'm jinxing things for that. But it's been a couple of years with no good fall fishing at the Delta. So hopefully, maybe. Fingers crossed, this is a harbinger.
That's right. It's going to be good this year. That was the fishing guys make sure that we weren't spoiled when they took it from us for a couple of years. We're going to have a good year up there this year.
Tell folks how to get a trip booked with you.
A-teamfishing.com is our website, and our Facebook is A-Team Fishing. By the way, our buddy John Felcher wrote a great article on using popping corks, and I posted it up on my on the Facebook page. If you want to check it out, if you're curious, just techniques and types of popping corks, he's got a great story up there on my, and I posted it on my Facebook.
I'm going to look at it right now. Captain Bobby, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Plus, you can check out John Felcher and our outdoors tips every day of the week right here at FM Talk 106.5. Captain Bobby, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. We're coming right back.
Hi, Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County election officials are gearing up for next Tuesday's municipal elections. County EMA Director Zach Hood says workers are doing what they can to keep voters safe when they head to the polls. But the state's top election official says voters will not be turned away if they choose not to wear a mask. Under the statewide mask order, face coverings are required in most indoor spaces, but the requirement does not apply to voting. Fall football begins tonight for three high school football teams. The LaFleur Rattlers will take on the Williamson Lions at home tonight at 7. In Baldwin County, the Spanish Fort Toros and the Fairhope Pirates head back to the gridiron. That game also starts at 7 o'clock. And Clark Prep will take on Jackson Academy in Jackson tonight. Fairhope's tree replacement project is on hold. Crews started replacing trees along Section Street on Monday. City officials say the current trees were getting too big and were causing problems with sidewalks and utilities. Officials thought the smaller trees would be a good replacement. Mayor Karen Wilson and the City Council will meet Monday to discuss concerns about that project. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Here in Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life, and we expect our senators to represent our pro-life values in Washington. But that's not how Senator Doug Jones has voted. Senator Jones joined liberal D.C. politicians like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against ending federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. He voted against a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones even voted against a bill to ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course and protect life. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protect